That was a YouTube video of a gentleman. He spent $350 for one pouch of Ecto Cooler to try to drink it.
Cool.
And I got my cousins, they've got a whole unopened pack of Ecto Cooler that I found for them at work one year.
Oh, the newer version?
No, the old stuff.
What? You found it at work?
Yeah, when they were doing their remodel back in 2004.
Holy crap. Did you have to pay for it?
I didn't know. There was no, it was old stock from the previous company, but the way the juice was, when they were redoing the juice aisle, there was a gap between one case and the next, and they had carriages full of old juice that had fallen behind the aisles. Mm-hmm. And I looked, and there was Slimer just like hanging out, and I was like, no way.
That is amazing.
So I had one myself, but the box, like one of the packages, like burst open and just all this brown came out of it. But they have an intact 8-pack of Ecto Cooler. Holy crap.
How you could retire on that?
Put it
on
you eBay. Probably could. The valuation on that at least has to be like $3,000. Someone would buy
you
that.
You
got to
send
now.
That to one of the companies that grade stuff.
Oh, you know, no
get
kidding.
Get it graded. Yeah, is there a company specific to grading snack food?
Food product. It's
we
unopened.
Should start that. That should be our company where we grade snack food and food byproduct.
We grade vintage packaging.
Yeah, like
vintage
soda cans and chips and cereal.
Yes.
Oh, let's do it.
Thanks, Billy. It's morphin' time, huh?
Welcome to another episode of the Reluctant Adult Podcast. My name is Paul, and I am joined, as always, by the man who's low battery but high energy, Bill.
What's up, everybody? So
What's
high
up?
Energy.
How's it going?
So fast. I'm so good. I'm really good.
So fast.
How you doing?
Doing well. So this nice. Was a gigantic, titanic, enormous, big week for toys, specifically Hasbro, but Hasbro accounts for at least 50% of toys, if not more. So,
right, at least 50% of the toys that we purchase.
Right, exactly, yeah, the toys that matter. So yesterday was, as of this recording, Friday, and they had their Pulse Party whatever shindig for the people who, like the 10 people who still pay them to be premium members. But as expected, photos leaked, you know, simultaneous to the video conference. So
right.
really, I don't know what it was like in there, if you could like talk to them or whatever, but who cares?
I had an invitation to the pre-party the day before.
There was a pre-party. What?
Yeah. That was the one that said, you know, bring your libations.
Uh-huh.
So I went in there and I got to see the pre-party on Thursday.
Wow.
Even though I'm not a premium member. It's a little sad.
Yeah, it's a little sad. Did everyone have their videos on? Like, what was going on in there?
I think they had it. It was almost like they had it in the format where they had a Zoom call between any of the Hasbro reps and then open chat for anyone viewing. But then at one point, they disabled the chat. So it may have gotten rowdy.
Getting rowdy in there, yeah.
Rowdy because of the libation. I mean, they said bring your own libation.
I know.
So, I mean, who knows what was going on?
Who knows? They could
people
be responsible.
Let loose.
For
yeah.
So, you know, that silliness aside, Hasbro did announce a ton of stuff. And some of it, or a lot of it, pretty good.
Sure.
So let's, I mean, you know, usually Star Wars is the main thing, so we can start right there. And I didn't really follow the Star Wars stuff, but I know that's your wheelhouse, so why don't you tell us what they showed off.
So it was a little bit exciting. They did I collect both Vintage Collection and Black Series. Vintage Collection, they decided to go with gaming greats for their reveals, which they did Gaming Greats as a GameStop exclusive in the Black Series line, but now they're doing it in the Vintage Collection. So it's kind of like recycling, you know, older figures back into rotation and just repaints and everything like that. So it's not really the most exciting thing.
Yeah.
Unless you're a fan of that genre. And then they had another they had another round of re-release figures. So those had like Endor Han, the Emperor's Royal Guard finally getting a re-release, which is one that commands a premium price on the secondary market. A Hoth Luke, a couple other things.
They did a blue squad.
Yeah, Admiral Akbar. Like anyone needs Admiral Akbar, but whatever.
Right.
They did a Target exclusive blue leader X-Wing.
Yeah, how much is that going to cost?
It's probably going to be like $100.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought that was going to be insane. I guess $700 Optimus Prime,
we got to get into that.
My idea of how much stuff costs is a little skewed.
So yeah, that I think that one's going to round out at like 100, right, maybe a little more because if it's got a figure.
Yeah, I was trying to think of how much the like the Poe Dameron cost back then, but I thought it was more than that. But I like Star Wars; it's fine. I'm most interested in the Black Series 6-inch figures, and they had 5 or 4 announcements.
I believe they had. I thought they had 6. They had 6.
Oh, okay, so there's the wave that has Lando from Jedi, Aurora Singh.
They used to call her female Boba Fett back in Episode One days, but Aurora Singh.
She was like an Easter egg in Episode One.
She was just like a kind of like a side character, like looking over the pod race.
I remember they tried to make a big deal about her. They had a book at Barnes and Noble that came with an exclusive 12-inch figure. But I never bought in. I was like, I don't care about this character. So
right.
That's not exciting to me. Then they have this funny droid from Mandalorian with the bug head.
Zero.
And does he have any backstory other than appearing in that episode?
And other than that episode and being the voice for the adoptive voice for the frog lady.
Oh, that's right. I forgot they used his lifeless husk. That's kind of funny. This is a head pop off, and you can like keep him all tangled up in the ship.
I wonder. Well, he's long gone now. I mean,
yeah, he exploded. And then this is a clone trooper or somebody.
You looking at Tech from the Bad Batch?
I don't know. I'm looking at this listing. Oh yeah, Tech. Yeah, it says Tech. So Bad Batch is a cartoon that's coming out soonish, I guess, because they had a trailer that had a lot of
It's coming out on finished. May 4th.
May the 4th be with you. What is your excitement level on that?
That's like, I mean, that's Clone Wars season 8 right there, so that's good.
Okay. See, I dropped off Clone Wars much earlier, so it's
sure. Well, this is all going to take place post Order 66, early days of the Empire.
Yeah,
That's not my favorite. I did see some glimpses of Captain Rex, so it looks like it's gonna be promising. It's got the same animation style as the Clone Wars, so it literally is just a direct continuation of. As far as I'm concerned,
if there are still clones around, it's not my favorite time period in Star Wars. Like, I think my favorite era is where we are in the Mandalorian, and then a little like anything from Jedi, and then to right before the prequel trilogy. That's what I want to see.
Okay.
Because you get all the goodness of the original trilogy, but then it's like the unknown of like, how did stuff get the way it is?
That's true. Okay, yeah. So you like your Rogue One and then anything 6 to 9 years after Return of the Jedi.
Not even Rogue One, because that was before Episode 4, right?
Correct.
I want Luke and Leia and Han to be established, and maybe between Empire and the prequel or the sequel trilogies, because you have sort of that, like, what, you don't really know what happened with Luke and Leia and them while Han was in Carbonite. Like, there have been stories and, like, you know, Luke was training and stuff, but like, that's a pretty unexplored in an official capacity time period that I think there's some area there for some more stories.
Of course, yeah. No, it's definitely a place in the saga that could be explored a little bit more.
Yeah. So I don't know how they would do that. Like, you know, like if they're going to stay away from the main characters, like they don't want to recast Luke and Leia. If they just want to do little side characters, that's fine. So that was Star Wars. I didn't feel like there was a big Star Wars reveal.
No, they did another helmet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it wasn't. It was all small. Small reveals. But let's get into Power Rangers because I know that's what you're all excited about.
Let's get into it. So this was okay. So four of the figures are the. I think they're calling them the metallic series, but they're not really metallic. They're translucent, and then they're filled with sparkles.
They follow up with that Pink Ranger that you got a few months ago, correct?
So that it was sort of funny. They did the Pink Ranger, and it came with Kat's portrait instead of Kimberly, because this is supposed to be the time period after Kimberly and Jason and Trini leave. Well, I guess that doesn't. Yes, it does. Okay, that's correct. So this is like season three Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So they did the Pink Ranger first, maybe just to test the waters. Clearly, it did well enough because they announced the other four, not counting the White Ranger, they have not announced. So they have Red, Yellow, Blue, and Black Ranger. What's cool about these, other than just getting those Mighty Morphin Power Ranger sculpts again, is that they updated not only the human portrait, but they updated the helmets, at least the Red Ranger. I think they might have actually updated the other ones, but I'm not 100% on that. But they did fix the Red Ranger's helmet, which was one of the glaring inconsistencies of the original Mighty Morphin Power Ranger Lightning Collection figures, because that first sculpt just wasn't quite right. But apparently they gave better footage to the sculptor, and we've seen that they did the life-size helmet looks great. They did another like 4-point of articulation or 5-point of articulation figure looks good. So they went back, fixed the helmet. So the only problem is you can't pop it off and pop it on your other one because it's going to have sparkles in it.
Right.
So it's not exactly right. But then they also did the Red Sentry figure, which is a character from the comics. So it's like these are stormtroopers, but they look like the Red Ranger.
Except
they have like a cape, and then the helmet is almost exactly the same.
Are they meant to be army built?
Yes. So the idea is you could buy an endless number of these.
Why are they army builders always exclusive?
Isn't that funny? Yeah. So it's exclusive to Target and it sold out within an hour. But then it was on Hasbro Pulse, and I don't know if it's still available. Probably not.
I think it's sold out.
Yeah. So I was fortunate enough. These went on sale at 5 p.m. Eastern. So I was fortunate enough to be by a computer. And right at 5, I started refreshing, and it popped up. There's a limit one per person, so I was like, all right, let me put one in there. Come on back. Let me put one on there again. Two separate orders. Hopefully, I get both of those figures, because I definitely want one to open and one to keep in the box. So
yeah.
I don't know what Hasbro or Target's policy is with that when they limit things. If they'll go back and be like one per address or something. But I'm hoping I get two. I'm hoping I see it in stores, but who knows with that?
I don't know if I was that impressed with the Power Rangers reveals. I was hoping for villains again. I'm always hoping for villains.
You know, the villains are an interesting story because they did the two. They did King Spinx and they did Pumpkinhead Rapper. And we know there are two more slated. But the villains are kind of sticking around at retail. So I wonder if Hasbro is starting to rethink their strategy with the villains.
Well, how are the Power Rangers themselves doing? I haven't had any luck even finding any at all. So it almost seems like you can't support the villains without having the heroes on the pegs as well.
Yeah, the single Power Ranger figures seem to sell out pretty quickly. We've seen in the past some stick around, but I mean, as of now, I don't see any on the pegs, or it's like the most current series, and they seem to be replenishing those.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see if they rethink it. Maybe they'll integrate the monsters back into the main line. Maybe they'll shrink them down a little, because they made them a little bigger for whatever reason. But I still say that the strategy is to release 6-inch scale Megazords that will be more in scale with the monsters. So we'll see what actually transpires. I I'm just enjoying the line. I like that the head sculpts keep getting better with every wave. I like that they went back and corrected the helmet. Clearly, they are listening to the fans because the fans are very vocal. Power Ranger fans are very vocal. And Hasbro seems to be receptive of that. So I'm enjoying the run for as long as it lasts. Hasbro bought the license, so they own Power Rangers. So I'm sure we'll see Power Rangers in one form or the other for a long, long time.
I was watching TV this morning before I went to work, and there was an episode of the new Power Rangers on, and I couldn't get into it. I know you guys like it over there, but
I think it's pretty good.
I don't know. One of the Power Rangers, he bought himself a $900 guitar, and his father didn't support his music habit, and he was in a bad mood, and that was the description of the episode. And I was like, what is this?
There's some interesting stuff. Like, there's a character, the villain, named Boom Tower, and one of the Rangers quips towards him was like, "Okay, Boomer." But it was done in such a way that actually I thought it was pretty funny. It wasn't like grown.
There's an android woman.
So we've talked in the past about how there used to be rules for Power Rangers.
Goofy duo?
So the last season, Beast Morphers was supposed to be the last. It was supposed to be different this season. So I think the duo is not so much they're both goofy. The character's weird because it's a robot android, but it's clearly just a person. Like, they don't even make her like try to look like a robot or anything.
Right. Well, they put some like contraptions on her temples, maybe.
Yeah. So it's just stupid. But I don't know. They said they were gonna go away from that, but you know, they are definitely there to be the comic relief, whether it's funny or not. But you know, it's still a kid's show. Kids like that kind of goofy stuff. So
fair enough.
I think it's fine. The season is actually being a little more woke than previous seasons because they will have two African-American Rangers and the very first African-American Sixth Ranger, who's going to be the Gold Ranger. It's always been a diverse cast, but you know, more so now than ever.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's good.
Speaking of diversity, they had the Marvel Legends reveals. It's just all Iron Man.
That is kind of weird. Yeah. Are they running dry on Marvel Legends?
I don't know. They have a hologram Iron Man. They did a stealth suit Iron Man. Ironheart, who is a woman, but
I do like that you can build this bear. Ursa Major, is that its name?
Yeah, the bear.
Yeah. But I don't really like the body for it. Like, I don't know if that's what the character looks like, but it looks more like, you know, like Man Thing or Swamp Thing than it does a bear.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't want to reuse the Sasquatch mold.
Yeah. But I like the head. I think I might just buy the figure that comes with the bear head, put that on my wall. When I make a little log cabin, action figure size log cabin, I'll put that bear head up there.
Yeah, not too many reveals from Marvel Legends other than the heavy Thor and the box art for the Sentinel.
Does he have an official name, Bro Thor?
I thought Bro Thor was the
the Build-A-Figure from
the last Build-A-Figure
one.
Was Bro Thor, which I didn't get. I'm kind of happy about. Box.
Yeah,
called Thor. He's just Thor.
He's just Thor, but he's got the gut.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a paunch to him.
And his weapons are translucent blue because they're charged up, ready to go.
Yeah, I wonder if he's gonna have a different head sculpt or at least different eyes. He just looks unfinished.
Oh yeah, because they're just like white.
He's got that lightning power.
Yeah, so this is like a very specific figure.
So yeah, not much to say about Marvel Legends.
No, but they did tease the next Hasbro crowdfunding thing.
The next HasLab project?
Yeah, which is going to be Fantastic Four themed. So really, there's only two things it could be. Either a life-size Sue Storm or... No. So people are placing their bets on Galactus.
And not the life-size Invisible Woman, which they could just send an empty box and tell us that it's in there?
they if they had set this up before April 1st, that could have been something. But
that should have been something. I still say yeah. we should be writing jokes for these people.
I know, right? Look at this, all this material. So, yeah, well, we got a year to work on it. That's what people are saying. So would it be bigger than Sentinel?
Or at I'd least imagine it'd have to be at least. But like at that point,
oh my god, 8 inches bigger than the Sentinel. It's gonna be life size at that point. It should just be like the costume, and you can put it on. Play your Galactus yourself.
How big is the Sentinel's? Only I think 27 inches tall.
I know, but like, more. What are you gonna do with these toys? Like, it just seems insane to me.
Set them up around your room.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see. Sit that one out. I'm not a Fantastic Four fan by any means.
Not yet, but maybe when the Marvel Cinematic Universe starts clicking on all cylinders, you'll be like, oh, wait a minute.
Do you want to get into Transformers?
Yeah. This is the craziest thing.
Do you want to get into the big one or the little stuff?
Let's just talk about it, because I need to get a second opinion on this. So they announced, they have this video, Silent Bob, Jane and Silent Bob are playing with it. That's who that was that. Yeah, okay. It's an Optimus Prime that transforms itself with voice command. And then it has an app where you can like drive it around. You can ask him if he's your friend. It's got Peter Cullen's voice. It's like, oh, okay, this is a really cool toy. I think I'll buy this. How much is it? Oh, it's $700. What? $700? If it was half price, I would still be like, no, that's crazy. If it was 75% off, I'd be like, I don't think so. Like, who the hell is dropping $700 on this thing?
Someone with that stimulus money.
That's your whole stimulus right there. That's crazy, though.
So this was a partnership between Hasbro and a company called Robosyn.
Yeah. So this company has made these auto Transformers in the past, but this is an officially licensed Transformers version.
So he's just over 18 inches tall, so he's pretty big. And in the demonstration they showed, he can do a lot of action poses. He doesn't I think they said he can say, they were mentioning, they were going, Optimus Prime, convert.
Yeah.
And that was a big bone of contention between people, because it was like, why not just program him to do transform?
Maybe that sounds too much like something else.
That but is I think weird. I think they had mentioned that it is actually, you can program him so you can say transform and he will
transform and roll out.
Yes. So he was pretty fluid looking when he, when they had him programming and doing all these poses and like talking and everything like that. That was interesting to see, but you're right. $700. It's like, no way.
It's just insane. This
reminds me of the Spiro BB-8.
Yes, that was what I was thinking. And that was only like $150.
It was, but I mean, it went down in price. And then the app isn't even supported at this point. So you're buying something that eventually, maybe 2 years down the road, you're not even going to get app support for.
Right. It won't work. Although I've noticed that is starting to tick up on eBay. So I don't know what's going on with that.
With the Spiro?
Yeah.
We should look and sell mine.
I know, you should. I was thinking about selling mine, even though it's open.
Oh,
it's a fun toy in theory, but it's right. Just like, it's like you always want a remote control car for Christmas and then you get it and it's like you play with it once and you're like, oh, this isn't really what I thought.
I should see if my son is afraid of the Spiro BB-8 more than he is than the
rocks in the backyard.
Well, you know, he's made peace with the rocks, but remote control R2 unit from the Disney parks.
Oh, he doesn't like that.
He's terrified of that.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably my poor best COVID kid.
Not to try to traumatize your child.
No.
Although I say that, and I'm constantly doing that. So
$700 Optimus.
It's just too much money. Like, think of all of the other Transformers you could buy for $700. It's like, are you so lazy you need this to transform itself? Where is it even being sold? Is it just on Pulse?
It's on Pulse. I can't imagine Entertainment Earth. Can you imagine like Walmart getting this and then being like, oh man, let's mark it down?
Or Walmart getting and accepting returns on it.
Yeah.
What are you going to put in the box?
Oh yeah, you know, I'd get like the most basic transformer and put it back in there. That one of those shampoo bottle Optimus Primes.
Oh, that would be horrible. All right, I'm looking on Prime because I just want to see, or Impulse, I mean. Oh, I don't see it. Oh, here he is. Oh, he's only $699.99.
Oh, okay.
Auto converting. It is weird they're using converting. Like, I guess they thought auto transforming would be
confusing. I showed it to my brother, and he
sold out. It's sold out.
Oh my god. Well, they probably had 10 of them.
They probably had 10 of them. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna watch the little video here. Okay, there's a shot.
Sell out.
Feet rarely calls upon us. Okay, there's a rock. Something is shooting towards the earth.
You got Kevin Smith, you know, displaying this. How certain are you of his enthusiasm? I always feel that Kevin Smith's enthusiasm is quite fake.
He can be bought and paid. Like, yeah. He's the one that said that episode one was going to be the best thing ever.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I'm looking at it. First of all, I don't like that the little red panel is behind his head. Like, that's... Oh, I like him. He's, like, breakdancing here. That's kind of fun.
Yes.
Okay. He's moving his arms. Oh, his head just... Oh, that was... This is just, like, showing what he looks like inside. Like, his head popped off for a second. Can you play with him? Or, like, will you break him if you try to move him yourself?
That's a good question. Like, if you, like, try to move his arm and pose him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can... I think the way it looked like in the app, you can program... You can program the movement into him.
Hmm.
He's got 60 microchips inside of him.
Ooh. If he came with a Megatron and they could fight like in small soldiers, then he got something going on.
That would be
something. Oh, he's walking. That's kind of neat. Woo! I don't like the app stuff because my phone always gets to a point where it lasts for like 13 seconds. It's like I don't need that to be my remote control.
Right.
It's like he's dabbing.
Oh, I'm sure he does that too.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, good for them if they sold it, but it's just weird.
I'm glad it sold out, I guess. But yeah, no, it's not for me.
I don't want to encourage more of this kind of thing. Because, like, what group can afford this? I guess there are just people out there. I don't know. That's fine. I guess it's like, you know, you want them to be as creative as possible and then, you know, let the market decide. They should try an auto converting Cookie Monster and see. How much was Cookie Monster? He wasn't 700.
No, he wasn't even, I don't even think he was 200. Poor Cookie Monster. Really?
See, the problem with that was they made him a poser and not a puppet. People want a puppet.
Yeah.
So they should have auto converted him into a puppet.
We want Cookie.
So that's
Transformers fine. Saw some other Kingdom stuff. You got Rhinox and Scorponok.
So that Rhinox is not just a repaint of that older figure.
I'd have to look at that older figure to confirm that. I don't know if it is.
Somebody said it's not, but it. I mean, I guess that just shows how good that older figure is. They look exactly the same.
Will you be buying this? Oh, he sold out too. Nice.
I think Hasbro just went through and it's like everything sold out.
Yeah, Hasbro.
We just need to look like we sold everything.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know. Will I be buying him? Maybe. I haven't found that Dinobot yet. Yeah, I gotta get Scorponok. I like him.
He looks cool.
Somebody was pointing out how the beast head does not look like the cartoon, and that they like redid it. But I don't think that the beast modes look like the original cartoon in this new cartoon.
They don't.
So that's not like a legitimate concern.
Yeah.
Or criticism. But he looks a little short and stocky. And I always thought Scorponok was like much taller. But
yeah, they have him under the deluxe size, so he'll probably be about the same size as Cheetor.
That's too small. Yeah. That's much too small. He needs to be like Megatron size.
That's what I always thought then.
Yeah.
But I always thought that Dinobot was a lot shorter than Optimus Prime, but it was the opposite.
Right. Yeah. It gets a little confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's good to see that line continuing.
A quick aside about Transformers.
Yeah.
I finished watching the War for Cybertron series, and I don't know what's going on in that show.
So you got to the point where they tease Beast Wars?
I did.
Yeah, I don't really understand. So is it supposed to be like the beginning of Transformers lore where they're trying to get off Cybertron because it's run out of whatever it ran out of?
I think it is, and I think it's supposed to have some loose connections to like Generation 1, but not enough. But I don't know if there's like supplement material that I could read. I know there's been video games called War for Cybertron, but they are unrelated as far as I know.
Yeah. I've said this before. I don't really care about the truck stuff. I just want the monkey. So it's fine that they did this other stuff, but I just want to see the Beast Wars stuff. That's all I care about.
It's too lore heavy, and I don't understand, you know.
Uh-oh, my stream for WrestleMania just started buffering. It had been good all night, and then all of a sudden...
Was that it for FanFest? Rounded it off with...
I feel like there's one more property.
And we had the G.I. Joe, which I'm not really interested in.
Oh my god, the movie stuff? Yeah, that is going to be a dud. That's going to kill off... If you wanted to find G.I. Joe 6-inch in stores, well, you're going to get your wish, but it's going to kill the lion again.
Yeah.
No, what I wanted to talk about was... Fortnite. Yeah. So we finally got to see the first figures. I don't know if these are renderings. I think they were 3D renderings. But they have the lineup they chose is such a diverse group of characters that it really shows off the variety of character sizes in the game, which I think is very smart. So they have this really bulky character with translucent plastic, and they're doing the pinless elbows and knees, which is great. So I talked about how the Jazz Bros figures are pretty good, but the Hasbro figures are just so much better. Like they have this really thin character, and they didn't give him like standard like human proportions. They made it look like the game looks. And it's just, like, I have no interest in these characters, but I really think I'm going to buy a lot of these toys.
Yeah, they've got that shark.
They got the shark that pops open. Like, they just look like too much fun.
But yeah, then these are all new characters, right? Like, they haven't like been done before.
I think was it Meowsles? There's the cat that comes with the bench press.
Right.
So they did him, but this is like the shadow version of that character.
How come I can't find these on Pulse?
They're not for a pre-order yet.
Oh, really?
They were just showing them off, yeah.
Oh.
So like the actual figures could end up looking like nowhere as good as these renders, but Hasbro does good stuff, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
They're also not going to be $40 each, like that one they had up on Pulse. They're
gonna that's be, like, good.
The normal and 22. So it seems like the new price for Hasbro stuff is $22.99.
Right.
Which we knew was coming.
Yep. It's the cost of doing business.
Cost of doing business. The toy business. Yeah. I don't know. If the quality is there. Like I don't want to pay that for a Mattel figure, but Hasbro puts in the effort.
No G.I. Joe announcements, which is expected. Well, they did do the... Now you and I think it's Play-Doh, but do you think it's like a slime? They did the
Ghostbusters, yeah. So this, we got to talk about this. So they finally dropped some new promotional stuff last week for the new Ghostbusters movie, and it was what I thought a very clever, very funny clip, debuting new characters from the upcoming film, which are these tiny versions of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yes, the mini puffs.
If you have read spoilers for this movie, you knew that this was a thing. And I don't know if this confirms the other spoilers, but this is something that's actually happening.
Now, do you think this is a clip for the movie, or do you think this was just kind of shot for it?
No, I think this was just a commercial, not footage from the movie. Okay. Because it had a very obvious product placement for Baskin Robbins, which is sort of a running joke with Paul Rudd, Yes. But also maybe that is a product that will be advertised in the movie.
Okay, yeah.
But they got these little Stay Puft characters, and Hasbro is doing blind bag versions of them, except they come in little Play-Doh canisters that... So they're either going to be encased in white Play-Doh or some sort of slime, because there was an adjective in the description that made me think it wasn't going to be Play-Doh. It said it was like goopy or something.
Yeah,
like
they
that.
Said, I think they said gooey, like gooey. Suspended in a gooey surprise. Right. And these are very reminiscent to the ectoplasm containers from the 80s.
Yeah. The figures themselves, the paint didn't look super deep. Like, it didn't look... they were sloppy. Like, the paint was sloppy on them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. You would think you would want to put your best foot forward and get the best ones out there, but maybe they were just like, grab whatever you got.
Now, are we talking about these little minifigures that go with them?
Yeah, the little Stay Puffs.
The mini puffs. So I mean, they come in various mischievous poses. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're very reminiscent. There's more paint, obviously, than the original real Ghostbusters ectoplasm ghosts that came with that product. Which those were just solid colored ghosts, and some of them were just like mouths or a brain.
Right.
I think these here, they're lacking shading. Like, if you were to take like a nice, if you shaded up some of the portions and finished out some of the coloring, they look pretty decent.
I wonder how small they actually are.
Oh, I bet they're about an inch tall. I bet they're not big
at
all.
That's very small. Yeah, I can't even, probably won't even, with human eye, you can't even tell like the paint is good or bad.
Right.
I don't know that I'll buy these, but I definitely want to see them, and I probably will buy a couple of them just like for nostalgia's sake. And like, if the hype train really starts rolling on this movie, I'm gonna be buying like breakfast cereal and Twinkies and anything else with the Ghostbusters logo, because I just want to relive the you know, that hysteria around Ghostbusters 2. I hope they put a cereal out that has a record in it, and you can win a trip to the fire station. Like, I hope
you can
they
go
do
to
all
your
Winn
Dixie and they have cereal out right now.
Ugh, I'm not going to Winn Dixie.
I'm seeing these and I'm imagining, I'm going to say collectors, but I know they're not collectors, just buying the whole case.
Oh, yeah.
And like tucking it away sealed and being like, it's a complete sealed case. Let's open it 30 years from now.
they're gonna biodegrade in whatever that white goo is inside there.
I still have an unopened thing of ectoplasm that's still sloshing around.
Oh, it's still, you can hear it?
Yeah.
You got to open it. You got to eat it.
No.
Put it on YouTube Live or Facebook Live.
Get all the hits.
And eating it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to eat ectoplasm.
There was, you know the guy, you know, Dinosaur Dracula?
Yes.
He opened a can of
he did the ecto cooler.
Oh, that's what it was. He also opened a can of SpaghettiOs. I guess he didn't eat it because it looked real bad. It looked really bad.
That was a YouTube video of a gentleman. He spent $350 for one pouch of ecto cooler to try to drink it.
Cool.
And I got my cousins, they've got a whole unopened pack of Ecto Cooler that I found for them at work one year.
Oh, the newer version?
No, the old stuff.
What? You found it at work?
Yeah, when they were doing their remodel back in 2004.
Holy crap. Did you have to pay for it?
I didn't know. It was old stock from the previous company, but the juice was, when they were redoing the juice aisle, there was a gap between one case and the next. So I was like closing up with them one night because I was keeping an eye on them. And they had carriages full of old juice that had fallen behind the aisles. Mm-hmm. And I looked and there was Slimer just like hanging out. And I was like, no way.
That is amazing.
So I had one myself, but the box, like one of the packages like burst open and just all this brown came out of it. But they have an intact 8-pack of Ecto Cooler.
How you could retire on that? Put it on
you
eBay.
Probably could. The valuation on that at least has to be like $3,000. Someone would buy
you
that.
You
got
to
right
send
now.
That to one of the companies that grade stuff.
Oh, you know,
and
no
get
kidding.
Get it graded. Yeah, is there a company specific to grading snack food?
Food product. It's
we should
unopened.
Start that. That should be our company, where we grade snack food and food byproduct.
We grade vintage packaging.
Yeah, like vintage soda cans and chips and cereal. Yes. Oh, let's do it. What is the card company called? I heard they stopped accepting submissions because they're so backlogged now.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, you got the Pokemon guys. You got Target with their Friday. You can only.
What is the deal with that? Why all of a sudden are Pokemon cards so crazy?
I don't know, but cards. One guy was reporting that his Target set up a phone queue, and when you would call in and say, here's my phone number, and they would call you back when it was your turn to pick out one item.
Wow, it's a lot of work.
But I think it's just a lot of, like, it's not fun. I mean, these are just for kids, and it's just, like, it's terrible.
Well, if you think about it, Pokemon cards came out so many years ago that the people who collected them then are now adults, basically. So it was for kids, and those kids just never grew out of them or are so nostalgic.
I don't know what I think people are just trying to do these breaks, and you know, you got a couple people who are successful at, you know, breaking decks, but then you have everyone else who's like, hey, I can do this.
Right.
And they're just not as good.
And that's where they do like a live Facebook, and you get to choose. You get to like, how does it even work with Pokemon cards? Like, what are you paying to get?
I don't know. I've seen it with the with sports cards,
right?
Mostly those are just rookie cards that retain the value.
Yeah, those are that's the big deal.
So
yeah.
I've seen how those breaks go. They get them graded, and then they blind bag them, and then they just rotate them through whoever buys the card.
with the rookie cards, it's funny because wrestling is becoming the next big card thing. Yep. And a lot of the rookie cards for these wrestlers are those cards that come in magazines and you have to punch them out.
Yes.
And even in some cases, they're cards from a board game. So they're not even trading cards. They're like playing cards.
Dwayne Johnson had a card that had the perforation around it, I guess. It was like graded when he was a rookie and when he was playing football.
Yeah.
That went for like 88 grand.
I know. It's out of control. It's like, it's not real money though. Like the people that are buying it, it's gotta be money laundering or something.
Oh,
like,
you think?
It's gotta be.
I never even thought about that, but that's definitely
And it's just
imagine
so crazy
all these cartels
that,
like laundering their money through card purchases,
and then like maybe just by a side effect of that, some real people will get in there. But it's like these NFTs now. WWE is going to have them, and this is just going to be a thing for a couple years before people realize that it's stupid as hell.
Yeah.
And then hopefully it'll fade away and everyone will have lost their money, because it's just dumb. And like, if it was something where it was cheap, but like the fact that people are paying, like, I mean, I've heard thousands of dollars, and I refuse to believe that's real. But I mean, they were showing that 3D DeLorean that apparently costs $89, and you can like use it on your phone and like put it in the real world. Like it's a filter on Instagram.
Oh, so instead of purchasing a DeLorean, you can just kind of do the augmented reality and put the DeLorean right next to like your Honda Civic.
Exactly.
Oh, nice.
But you gotta pay real money for it.
No.
That's the only thing you can do when you buy this stuff, other than look at it on your phone. That's like the one game feature. But man, I don't know. If you got the money and you don't, if this is what you want to do with it, I'm not gonna, because it's like, you know, I'm sure there are people like, oh, you're just buying toys. That's stupid. Yeah, it's stupid. Really, it's a tangible item that you can hold in your hand and you can play with, and you know, obviously it brings joy to people. Maybe NFTs bring joy to people. I don't know. I'm not gonna stand in the way of you spending your money on stupid stuff.
Nah, I know. Well, the world's becoming far less physical.
That's true. We're all going to be, I mean, maybe like we all end up like that uploaded show where our consciousness is uploaded, and maybe we'll only have NFTs to use. So maybe they're just ahead of things.
Be our all Ready Player One. And then anyone who got the DeLorean will have it, and we'll be there and be like, oh, I wish I bought into that DeLorean for my Ready Player One scenario.
I know. That probably is how that works.
Yeah.
I want to talk about NECA real quick because they are doing these three consecutive Fridays where they're going to have stuff to pre-order.
This was a nice surprise right before the Hasbro Fan Fest.
I know. This was a very expensive weekend. So they announced that you could pre-order for a week, like they've done in the past, the previous Target exclusive Vernon Rat King set and the Roadkill Rodney's with the dinosaur friend. What's his name?
Yeah, the Triceraton foot soldier.
Triceraton general, yeah. Or foot soldier, right. So I got those two, but then they also announced the pizza monster or pizza alien. What do they call him?
I think they've called them pizza monsters.
Yeah, but he looks like a yellow version of the alien from Alien.
Right.
And they NECA actually did a yellow version of the alien sculpt a few years ago as sort of an homage to that character.
Yes, for their San Diego Comic-Con exclusive.
Right. So that's fun. So that was like a deluxe figure, which costs $35. It looks pretty big.
It does.
It was nice that they offered multiple items at once because they do the flat shipping of 15. So spreading it out over three items, or there was limit two items or two per item per customer. So in theory, you could have got 2, 4, 6 items.
Yeah.
But I only ordered one of each. Did you pre-order any of it?
I haven't. I have to do it.
Yeah.
I won't forget either.
I wonder when these will ship, because how long did Toka and Razar take? Half a year, more than that?
We ordered in July, and we got them, I think we got them in 2021, right? They started to ship in November. I don't think I got mine until...
Yeah,
I don't think I got mine until January, because you and I were both like questioning when we would be getting our Toka and Razar sets.
Yep. And I did. I found like Krang at the end of the year, so I didn't have the other two yet. So it could be quite a long time before we see any of these figures.
That's fine. I can wait on these. Yeah. NECA needs to start doing this a lot more and just kind of being a little bit more transparent and saying like, these are going to be available at Target for like a month. And then after a month, we're going to sell them on our NECA store.
They have to walk that tightrope of not pissing off Target, because obviously without Target, I don't know that they can even make enough of these to do it. So they want to keep Target happy, but they don't want to alienate fans like they may be doing with this Turtle 4-pack that apparently stores are only getting two of. And NECA said there's going to be multiple waves of it. But still, if you're only getting two per store, if somebody finds it, they're probably going to take both. So you're never going to see
eBay,
it.
The eBay exclusive, Mercari exclusive,
so
Skies Turtle 4-pack,
which is now
commanding a price of $350 on the secondary market.
Yeah, so it's triple what retail costs.
Yes.
We'll see if this is included in one of the next two Fridays.
I want to say, you know what, we're probably going to get a Muckman.
You think Muckman?
Because some package shots of Muckman surface.
Yeah, he's out in stores too, apparently.
Oh, really? Okay, so I bet we get Muckman.
Okay.
How about you think they'll put Casey Jones back in rotation?
Okay, so either him or April, because April never went up for domestic people, did they?
I don't believe so. You know what? You would. It's gonna be. I bet it's gonna be rough. Hopefully, you'll see a Slash and Leatherhead.
Oh, that's right. I need those. I forgot all about
those. You do.
It's funny with these lines, because I was almost like accepting that I was not going to be able to buy them anymore because I never see them. So it's like if NECA didn't put them up for pre-order, I probably just would have been fine with it. But now that they're available, I'm like, well, I got to get them.
Yeah.
Just because why not? Rather have them than not have them.
But I think that's what they need to do. I think they just really definitely have to.
Yeah.
Put them out, general release, and then say, okay, we're going to open up these pre-orders for a week. Anybody who wants them, we're going to produce that many.
Yeah.
Well, and then close it up.
Because then you still get people who don't pre-order and want them later. So it's not.
Yeah, but then that was, I mean, everybody who had wanted the opportunity who were, you know, privy to this information would get it. You can't just say, well, I never found it at Target, but they had it online.
Right, but if NECA like wants to create or wants to keep this sort of collectability of the line, it won't like immediately disappear, because it's not like it's print to order. Like there's this, you can only pre-order this 1 week.
Yeah.
So like with Toka and Razar, like they've said that they're never gonna re-release those exactly. So I'm sure they'll do some variation on those, but not for a while. But good on NECA for getting Turtle fans the stuff they want.
Yes, and giving us some intrigue for the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really looking forward to Falcon and Winter Soldier on Fridays.
No.
This week was better.
Okay.
But I'm still... And, like, I did enjoy the idea that he took the super soldier serum, and it's like, what is that gonna do?
Yeah.
And like, clearly he killed that guy.
Yeah, he took his head right off
in front of everybody. No, I don't think his head came off, because
you don't think his head came
off?
I think
they showed a wide shot and you could see that his head was still there.
No, I think he took his head right off.
No, I think that would have been too graphic for this.
Well, they didn't show the head coming off, but I think the head's gone.
Well, let's take a poll and see who thought what was happening, because he was okay. Like striking him, and like you could see blood coming out, but like you didn't hear like any sounds, like bones cracking or anything.
Mm. There's only a couple bones to crack between the head and the neck.
I don't know, that guy, his buddy slid into that thing and
oh, I know, right?
Saw that, yeah. I don't know. We'll say you. So you think he decapitated him?
That show, so I mean, it's obvious, like, from a production standpoint, you know, they're limited by their budget.
Okay.
You don't think so? I mean, the most of this last two episodes have just been them walking around in plain clothes. There hasn't been any suiting up.
No, but that first episode had a ton of stuff going on. They're flying all around.
Yeah,
they blew their whole budget in the first episode.
There was a line in this week's episode where Captain America, quote unquote, says, "This isn't your jurisdiction." And it's like, yeah. Well, is it your jurisdiction?
No.
They were in Latvia. What was he doing there?
I don't know.
I just like how he shows up. Him and his partner just kind of show up.
Right. Yeah, I don't like it. But it's it's almost over. I mean, what, we got two episodes left?
I believe it's six? Just two more episodes.
Yeah, so whatever. It was what it was. I don't know. I just think after
this whole show is just going to be remembered probably for Daniel Brühl's dancing.
I know, that's kind of sad.
That's going to be it.
I mean, just after WandaVision was so different and so unique. It's just
this one, it's not as exciting. It was good.
It's too straightforward, but then it's confusing at the same time. So it's this weird, like, where are we? What's happening? Why are these characters acting in the way they are?
Why is he the only one going after these super soldiers?
Right. And it's like, why are they even going after them?
Where are the other Avengers? What are they doing?
Right. And then it's like, did the girl from Solo know Sam? Like, the way they were talking, it seemed like they were old friends. But I thought, I don't know. It's just weird.
Next week's supposed to tease a big cameo.
Oh.
They got a cameo from Gilbert Godfrey.
It's going to be Vision again.
Oh, I figured like, someone would just call up on his phone and be like, "Hey, how you doing?"
Can you do a Gilbert Gottfried impression?
I can't. I just tried.
That was it. Let me tell you something, guys.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever tried to do that.
There you go.
Oh, it's this guy from... Oh, it's Aladdin.
Yeah, no, I can hear it. It's definitely Iago.
Gotta work on that one.
So yeah, WandaVision was good.
Yeah,
haven't rewatched it, but this, it's just kind of
sort of there.
You know what, I wish we would have seen, and I would have liked this, was actually what's Captain America's civilian name?
Steve Rogers.
It's not Steve Rogers. No, the, oh, Captain the new America one in this.
Walker, John Walker.
John Walker. If it was a show like called Captain America, quote unquote, and it was just like his fall from grace,
mm-hmm.
I would appreciate that. But he's just kind of like a side character who we haven't. I'm not really that invested in his transformation into a bad guy.
Yeah, so it's sort of weird because it's, you know, the show is called The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but they don't seem like central characters. And in the very first episode, and maybe the second one, where they were going to the psychologist and they had all these little moments. That was fun. And you got like Sam with his sister and going through all this real world stuff. I was much more into that than when they're running around some made up country fighting.
And that'd be even funnier if it was just that. That's what it was for the run, was just like, you know, a buddy comedy, like sitcom.
I think that's what people want. Honestly. That's what I wanted.
Be like, oh yeah. Now you got like a bunch of like, you just have him walking down the street and being like, hey, it's you. And like taking a selfie and stuff like that.
Yeah. You just find out how superheroes live. Because, you know, they had that whole thing in the beginning. It's like, how do you earn a paycheck? It's like, well, we live off the goodwill. So it's like, I thought it was going to be stuff like that instead of right back to the generic fighty stuff.
Yeah.
But it's fine. You got a fun little thing in the mail this week.
I did.
You want to talk about that?
So I was very unhappy with the Din Djarin head sculpt for the build-up figure.
Yeah, the Black Series.
I don't think it really looks like Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
So I was perusing Instagram one night, and a gentleman had posted something that he picked up on eBay, and he linked the seller. And it's a very accurate likeness of Pedro Pascal from The Mandalorian Season 2. So it's painted. It's not really photo real, but
no.
He's quite nice.
Would you pay for that?
$35.
With shipping?
With shipping.
I think that is fine. Like, for there are certain characters that you really want to be like a presentation piece, like a spotlight figure. And if that's the only way to get a good head sculpt, then you got to do that. I think that's fine.
It's different enough. I can pop the head off and put the helmet back on. So I didn't use this for the build-up figure. I used it for the basic Black Series figure.
Mm-hmm.
And the neck post just comes right out. So we've got the helmet. I don't need to put the helmet back on him. So there's no concern about rubbing on the face or anything like that. He can kind of hold the helmet and conceal the post that attaches it. But solid work. It really is.
Good. Is it easy to pop on, or do you have to heat it up?
I had to use the water method. I didn't know what paint was used for the
for the
custom portrait, so I just heated up the bucket mask.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, that's not going to get wrecked. And then I just made sure that the post was still pliable enough and popped the head on.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun. He's kind of just been on the desk for the whole week. Keeping an eye on things.
You got to get a custom paint job for the body now.
You think so? I could probably just weather it up.
Yeah. Just do a little work on it.
Yeah.
That's fun.
But he's nice. This is the first time I've ever bought a custom anything.
Yeah.
For my figures.
Oh, you know what? Back in the day, I used to buy wrestling clothes for the wrestling figures.
Okay.
Like a jacket, like a fancy jacket for this one guy. It's like a fur coat entrance gear.
Nice.
That was big business and probably still is. But there was this guy who would make every single thing that was worn on TV. Like legitimately, they would wear it on Monday and you have it in the store ready to go on Wednesday.
That's awesome. That's like the small stuff. It's just like sometimes you have everything and there's nothing new or exciting, and then all of a sudden something comes along and you're like, yeah, this is pretty good. Like you said, a showpiece.
Yeah.
And something that not everyone has, but you can be like, yeah, this is good.
It's annoying too when you have this figure that you really like of a character you like, and it's the head sculpt isn't quite there, and it just it throws everything off.
And I mean, I think a lot of people can agree that the original head sculpt it isn't there.
Right. No, yeah.
So,
got to pay to play.
Do you have anything else for this week? Such a big week.
Target was clearancing some stuff. They had the Jurassic Park Velociraptors.
Yeah.
The Echo was on 50%, and then the other one, Blue or whatever, was 30%, which is weird. So I don't know what they're doing. I guess they want to get in the next series.
Which is another raptor in the Pteranodon.
I don't even know. I probably done. I have the one Velociraptor that looks
I'm good.
One.
I'm good.
Yeah,
I think they marked down that Jar Jar.
Oh, that's right. He's half off. I still didn't pull the trigger.
I think I saw him for $14.
Yeah,
the other day.
You know, I was kind of disappointed by the figure. I don't know why I thought it would look better in person.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It's just the detail isn't quite there for what I would want to have on that figure.
The local Best Buy had the I wasn't going to pay shipping for the Qui-Gon Jinn exclusive. But my local Best Buy had it in stock along with the Battle Droid. So I picked those two up. Ooh. And that Qui-Gon Jinn, you know, for a basic figure, that head sculpt is amazing. The photoreal technology.
People hate on the photoreal, but I think they just need to give it a chance. I think Hasbro is doing it better than anyone else.
Yeah, no, Mattel, but if you have an interest in getting that figure, you should at least look at it because that Qui-Gon Jinn is amazing.
I got a figure. What figure did I get? I was just... Oh, I didn't buy it, but I saw it. It was one of the wrestlers. So this is Mattel, actually. And I'm looking at it in the package, and I'm like, you could not make this look more like this human being. And if you look at it, if you like take a photo of it up close, you can obviously see the printing dots. But that's not how your eye works. Like this,
yeah.
You know, and also this is new technology, so it's only going to get better.
Could you imagine like being able to like show something to your like 7-year old self and being like, yeah, you have this figure now, but look what you could get, you know, 30 years from now, buddy.
It's so crazy the way that toy technology and like everything, it's like, could you make toys like this back then? Like, could you design the articulation we have now back then? And they just didn't think to do it. Like they didn't invest in that side of it because they didn't think it mattered.
I mean, there's stuff, you know, the sculpting back then was, I think, probably the same. But yeah, once you start integrating all this paint technology.
I just always think about that original Kenner Star Wars line and how those figures didn't look like humans at all.
Right.
Just like, did they just not care and they just rushed through it? Or that's just who they had on staff to sculpt them?
These kids don't care. They're playing like, with them by the toys. Thousands.
Yeah, and they didn't care. Like, you know, it just was. And then they would always use that excuse where it's like, well, it doesn't look like the actor, but it looks like the character. It's like, no, I don't want to hear that. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
These kids don't buy them for the faces. They buy them for the bodies, and the bodies look like the character.
It's a body business. It's not a face business.
In the business of bodies. That's it.
The business of body. It's like, oh, you know, Mario doesn't have a lot of detail, so people can envision that's them. They are up there on the screen running around. It's like
I have never felt that way about Mario. I'm sorry.
No.
Is that something?
I've heard that. Yeah.
Really? Like, no, I have never once felt like I was Mario.
Yeah, it's like that was how they explained. It's like, oh yeah, it's not very detailed, but that's good because you can think it's yourself up there.
No, I've always just imagined me controlling a little Italian plumbing man.
Yeah,
that's it.
I'm not like, oh, I'm running up these stairs.
Yeah, no.
It's like, oh, I'm dying. Oh, I'm dead. Got to touch this mushroom. That was a fun game. Well, anything else for this week?
I don't have anything. We went through a lot.
Yeah, we got a lot of big week. All right, everybody. Well, you know what we say. We don't want to grow up, but we already did. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
I still want to be a toy.